time for some Monday motivation. And our expert in that field is Rick Mirabella from runners.com, R-U-N-N-E-Z.com. Rick, good morning to you.
Happy Monday, lads. What a great day to be alive.
Absolutely. Certainly, as far as we know, beats the alternatives.
I think it does.
Journaling.
Yes, mate. So, look, we talk every Monday about forming new habits, and the brain is a very malleable thing, and it's plastic, neuroplasticity and the like. We can change these habits, and journaling is a great way to, I guess, verify what you're doing and validate what you're doing or what you want to be doing. Now, it doesn't have to be, people might think of a journaling like a diary or a dear diary type segment, but it's got nothing to do with that. It's just simply diarising a bit of your day. It's just being, your thoughts, how you're going in life. We start pretty simple by just basic stuff like, how was your training? Did I do a 15-minute walk? How was my stress levels? Did I, out of 10, how's my mood? Sleep is the biggest one, if you can diarise your sleep. And obviously then you can start to go, well, how's my food out of 10? And you can go a bit more into depth in that. Over a period of a month, you'll see a bit of patterns emerging, and then you can really, I guess, have some hard-pressed data to go, well, okay, I've got to change a few things, or why did I feel like crap on this day? Well, geez, I can see I've had 5 days in a row of pretty average food or pretty average sleep. So it's just a great way to get real-time, real-life data on yourself, and there's not much more important thing than looking after yourself, and the rest will flow.
Is this something that electronic aids can help with, Rick? You know, like a special watch or something?
There's a lot of, obviously, smartwatches, Garmin's, Apple's out there, mate. Look, but there's a reason why there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of apps and stuff. But to be honest, Steve-O, I much prefer just either writing with a pen or obviously on the Excel or doc, because what it does is it stops us, it slows us down. Our whole life is technology these days as well. So sometimes people do get, I guess, a bit addicted to the technology side of it. Whereas if you stop and go old school before bed and just write three things that you did today or three things you're grateful for, any of this stuff's amazing. With an actual pen, you'll find it's much more tangible. You can really relate. You can really remember doing it, as opposed to just always looking at your Garmin data or your Strava data or your heart rate on your phone. So, which I understand it is great stuff, but I'm a much bigger fan of the pen, mate.
Yeah, I kept a diary from the day I was born. Actually, I've got the first couple of entries here. It says day one, still tired from the move. Day two, people keep talking to me like I'm an idiot. You know, that sort of thing. It's good.
It's written on papyrus, by the way.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, that would have been one of those old feathers with the ink.
Oh, you're a funny pair, aren't you? Hey, ha, ha, ha. I almost laughed. Hey, but it is true. I, years ago, saw a life coach, you know, and that was one of the big things he said. Not necessarily just to do with fitness, but to just write down, you know, even if it's put the bin out, sweep the floor, just really basic things. But if you write them down, and particularly then you can put a line through them as well, it actually is really important. It just makes you realize you've done something, you know?
It's so true. And we speak about lists all the time, but this is just merely a reflection of your day. And it's never too late to start. And you do it for thoughts. You'll find it really helps mentally, emotionally, a bit of clarity as well, and hopefully a bit more, or I need to move more, or I need to eat better, or and these kind of things.
Yeah. I think the list is something I have to do anyway, otherwise I just plain forget. So I'm already into this one. This is the first one I can actually say I agree with you, Rick.
There you go. Come on, Steve-O. The last 3 weeks have been pure listening gold.
Oh, no, they have.
But taken all those tips on board.
Well, yeah, maybe we'll start from this week. Let's see how we go.
Hey,
and start with the journal.
In closing, Rick, the old Robbo, 10,000 steps on Saturday. And average.
Well done. Was this the...
Yeah, and averaged about 6,000, 6,500 a day over the last week.
Well done. And at Great Ocean Road, Warrnambool, which is some nice undulation as well.
Oh, mate, I did the, what do they call them? Gibson's Steps, which are a zigzaggy steps right down a cliff. And going down was fine, but then you get to the bottom, you look up and you go, Jesus wept, I've got to get back up the top now.
Robbo is a bloody athlete. This is magnificent.
I tell you what, Cliffy Young's got nothing on me. Anyway, hey, listen, mate, have a great week, and thanks, as always, for joining us, and we'll chat to you next week.
It's a pleasure, mate. Have a great day, boys.
You too. Thanks, Rick. Rick Mirabella, runners.com, R-U-N-N-E-Z.com.